You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello, and welcome to Environmental Minute. This is a new segment brought to you by WDIY, in part by the estate of Don Miles, and I'm your host, Maddie Yang, a sophomore in high school at Moravian Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I am super passionate about all things climate change, sustainability, and empowering and educating others to take action against the climate crisis. My goal for this segment is to provide listeners with a glimpse to a whole variety of topics in the vast realm of sustainability, from biodiversity to ecotourism and plant-based diets to sustainable swaps. In the first episode, I want to talk about welcoming in the new year with some ways that you as a listener can be more sustainable in 2025. But first, here's some statistics. According to the World Meteorological Organization, 2015 to 2024 were the warmest 10 years ever recorded, including extreme weather patterns like Hurricane Helene and Milton in the U.S., Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean, incidences of rare flooding in the Sahara Desert, wildfires in California, and states across the Northeast, such as New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. There were also the Wynaad and Anga landslides and multiple incidences of flooding in France, Central Asia, the Persian Gulf, and Brazil, just to name a few. So what do we make of all of this? If you're anything like me, that list caused a lot of climate anxiety. And if you're unfamiliar with this term, climate anxiety, according to the National Institute of Health, is the heightened emotional, mental, or somatic distress in response to dangerous changes in the climate system. I have certainly felt climate anxiety within this past year, especially as I've become more involved with my sustainability groups in and outside of my school. However, I believe that it is important that we do not dwell on this anxiety and instead act upon it and use it as fuel to create action within our communities and our own lives. With that being said, here are some simple things that I aim to do in the new year and urge you to try as well. Number one, use less paper towels. America is the leading consumer of paper towels. According to the Piedmont Environmental Alliance, every day, roughly 3,000 tons of paper towels are disposed of in landfills, and the amount of paper towels we use on a daily basis uses up 60 million gallons of water and 51,000 trees to make. Paper towels aren't just used in obvious places like kitchens, they are everywhere like public restrooms and schools. In some cases, it is necessary to use a paper towel, but in most cases, a regular kitchen rag, old cut-up t-shirt, or, if you want to invest, Swedish dishcloth and reusable paper towels made of things like bamboo, cotton, or cellulose are great alternatives. However, I encourage you to use what you already have instead of buying more. Number two, in 2025, I want to compost more. According to Feeding America, people waste 92 billion, with a B, tons of food annually, which is more than a third of food purchased or intended to be eaten. This means that this food is probably all going to the landfill and producing tons of harmful greenhouse gases like methane and nitrous and carbon dioxide. This amount of food roughly equates to $473 billion, and a lot of this food can be saved and returned back to the soil as a nutrient-rich soil amendment via composting. You can either use a bin or create a pile in your yard designated for food scraps and, over time, collect natural materials high in nitrogen, your greens, and carbon, your browns. Examples of nitrogen-rich items include fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, eggshells, and grass clippings, and examples of carbon-rich items include dry leaves, shredded paper or cardboard, hay, straw, and sawdust. You'll want to lay your greens and browns, and every couple of weeks, aerate the mixture by using a pitchfork. After 3 to 6 months, your compost will be ready to harvest and use in your garden. Number three, support more sustainable fashion. Like most people, I always want to revamp my wardrobe in the new year, but in 2025, I encourage you to embrace a more circular economy and prioritize going to places like thrift and consignment stores to purchase used clothing, swap your clothing with others, and donate, upcycle, or recycle your old clothing. As opposed to purchasing clothing made with synthetic fabrics like polyester, which use up approximately 70 million barrels of oil, aim for items made with recycled fabrics and cotton, which, according to carbontrail.net, use 91% less water and 46% less emissions compared to traditional cotton. This year, I hope you employ any of these tips and maybe even make one of them one of your New Year's resolutions. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of the Environmental Minute, and have a great 2025.